Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We were speaking of the spiritual sanitizers that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prescribed for us to rid the heart of the spiritual viruses and spiritual illnesses. We spoke of the most powerful sanitizer to purify the heart and cleanse the heart from ghafla, heedlessness, which is a virus that is commonly found after the month of Ramadan, and that was the Qur'an, recitation of the Qur'an, very powerful sanitizer. Yesterday we spoke of the dhikr of Allah. Rasulullah SAW has in fact called the dhikr of Allah jala'uha. It is the sanitizer of the heart. It purifies the heart. It polishes the heart. Another very powerful spiritual sanitizer that cleans the hearts of its viruses and germs. Rasulullah SAW has said in the hadith, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِذَا أَذْنَبُ. When a believer commits a sin, when you commit your sin, you have contracted a spiritual virus. So it's serious. Right? When we contract a virus, we take it very seriously. So Rasulullah says, when you commit a sin, you have contracted a virus. What form does it take? Rasulullah said, it appears on the heart, nuqtatan sawda. There's a black or a dark spot that appears on the heart. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, how do you now remove that virus? How do you cleanse it? What is the sanitizer or what is the antidote? And the pure Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, فَإِن تَابَ وَنَزَعَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ سَقُلَ قَلْبُهُ. If the person makes tawbah, that's what you got to do, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, to rid yourself of the virus. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the person makes tawbah, he repents, نَزَعَ, he gives it up. He stays away from that sin. It doesn't make sense that you want to be away from the virus, but you keep on exposing yourself to the virus. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to anyone. You say you don't want to contract the virus, but you expose yourself to it. Same thing with the spiritual virus. You don't want to contract it. You've got to stay away from that sin that is exposing you to it. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, you make tawbah, you give it up, you stay away from it. Wastaghfar, istighfar. Recite a lot of istighfar. The Prophet says, when he does that, saqula qalbu, his heart will be polished. It will be purified. It will be cleansed and it will be cured. No other answers in this time.